In North Dakota, thousands of Native Americans and their supporters are camped out near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. For months, protesters have been demonstrating against the planned Dakota Access Pipeline. They say the oil pipeline would threaten nearby burial sites and a spill could contaminate the Sioux water supply. The developer says the pipeline would be safe. Minnesota Public Radio's Dwahli Saikautau spent time with the protesters and has this audio postcard about Thanksgiving Day at the camp.
This is one of the many Lakota songs heard late last night in front of what is known as the Sacred Fire. It is not a ceremonial song. Those cannot be recorded. Daniel He Crows Thomas from the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin led some of the singing. Standing in near-freezing temperatures, he explains the gathering of Native tribes and their allies.
This is about a group of people from all over the world who are answering the call of Mother Earth. And for the Mother Earth to say, I've been calling you a long time, but now you're hearing me.
He says so many people have brought donations, food, and medical supplies, and some are volunteering to stay through the winter. His concern is for their safety.
The front line isn't about trying to be confrontational. It's not that. It's about trying to show that we are peaceful, nonviolent people.
This morning at 4 a.m., Standing Rock Sioux tribal leader Terry Martinez was getting ready to lead a pipe ceremony.
I am from the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. That's where I reside, in Poplar, Montana.
During the ceremonial prayers, he told the crowd about his injuries 5 days ago while protesting the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
That canister hit me by the eye. It was a smoke grenade, tear gas. And it hit me, knocked it on the ground, and I picked it up. And by the time I stooped over to get up, I was hit in the back. I straightened up, and not even, I don't know how many seconds that is, it happened too fast, that concussion, the third one.
Every morning we gather here at the Sacred Fire.
That's Melanie Stoneman of Rosebud, South Dakota. She says what's happening here is a spiritual war.
This is a spiritual playground where we make all of our relationships with all of the elements. So my message to you out there, pray for us. Whatever we're going through, you will go through also.
No Thanksgiving meal will be served here, but visitors, including actress and activist Jane Fonda, are expected to bring food donations and possibly share a prayer with protesters. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau at Ocheti Shakowi Camp near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation.